Zambia and the entire nation. We remember him as a leader of unwavering faith who championed Christian values and prayer. His legacy of service, unity, and godliness will continue to inspire. May his soul rest in eternal peace.
Is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Taylor. Let's take a look at the headlines. Alliance Council of Bishops urged the family of the late former president and Zambians to remain united as the country mourns. ZPPA suspends Midton Investments Company Limited and Nyatish Investments from participating in public procurement. In international headlines, Chad halts U.S. visas in revenge for Trump travel ban. And in sports, Greg Kalu leads Chipolopolo Stars in honoring late President Dr. Edgar Chagolungu. And now the news in detail. The United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, UPPZ, says it is mourning the death of former President Edgar Chagwalungu, who served as Zambia's Republican President from 2015 to 2021. In a statement, UPPZ leader Charles Chanda expressed deep sadness over Dr. Lungu's passing. Chanda called for the nation to reflect on how we treat the leaders while they are alive. He says what is today sets a precedent for tomorrow, and that it is time for the Zambians to respect those who serve the nation, regardless of different opinions about them.
And this is the time that we need to unite as citizens, as we mourn our leader. There is nothing that will change the very fact that he ruled us. Yes, you cannot please everybody, but one thing that we cannot take away from his presidency is that he did what he could as a leader to make the nation what it was supposed to be. We are fully aware that the cost of living was not as high as it is today. How he did it as a leader, that is not something that is going to make us worried. But he led the country, and now he is gone to rest. I wish to extend my sincere condolences to the family, and of course to the political family.
The Likumbi Lyamize Cultural Association has cancelled its fundraising dinner dance that was supposed to be held today at the government complex. Speaking at a press briefing at government complex, Likumbi Lyamize Cultural Association National Chairman Isaac Kanguya says Senior Chief Ndungu has cancelled the event due to the passing of the 6th Republican President of Zambia, Dr. Edgar Chagwalungu. Mr. Kanguya says the tickets will remain valid until the new date for the dinner dance is announced. He has since apologized to all stakeholders, corporate entities and partners for the postponement and has promised to keep them informed of the new date. IPAC board and management has joined the nation in mourning the passing of former President Edgar Chagwalungu for his indelible mark on Zambia's history. In a statement, IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma says Dr. Lungu's legacy is a testament to his tireless dedication to public service and his unwavering commitment to the nation's growth and development. Mr. Ngoma says there is need to reflect on his life and presidency, as well as honor his memory by embracing the values of unity, peace and reconciliation he championed with passion and conviction. He says there is need to reflect on his contributions to Zambia's development and continue to inspire future generations, and his memory will remain a guiding force in the collective pursuit of a brighter future. FNB Zambia says it is proud to announce the MTN Mobile Money Zambia, Coca-Cola Beverages Zambia and Sanlam Life Insurance Zambia as co-sponsors for the highly anticipated 2025 FNB Coppola Run scheduled to take place at the Garden Court Hotel in Kitwe on Saturday, July 26, 2025. In a statement, Senior Manager Brand and Communications Ivy Muswenyesa Hamwaka says the strategic partnership marks a significant union of the Dynamic Brand's commitment to promoting health, active lifestyle, as well as financial inclusion across the country. Ms. Hamwaka says the FNB Coppola Run has grown into one of the Copper Belt's premier running events, attracting thousands of participants across the country. She says the 2025 run is targeted to have a participation of 6,000 runners, with MTN Mobile Money Zambia, Coca-Cola Beverages Zambia and Sunlam Life Insurance Zambia coming on board in the gold sponsorship category. Meanwhile, FNB Chief Executive Officer Kapumpe Chola says the partnership is more than just about branding, but it's about bringing financial services closer to the people while promoting a healthier and more connected Zambia. Now, the Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has suspended Miduton Investment Company Limited and Nyatish Investment Limited from participating in public procurement for a period of 1 year for submission of compliance certificates that were not genuine and for underperformance of contractual obligations, respectively, in tender processes. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Ms. Mushambato says ZPPA established that Miduton Investments Limited submitted a National Pension Scheme Authority and Workers' Compensation Fund Control Board compliance certificate that were not genuine in the ECZ tender. She stated that ZPPA therefore suspended Miduton Investment Limited from participating in public procurement for 1 year with effect from the 29th of May 2025. And ZPPA instituted an investigation into a tender for the rehabilitation of the Sesheke office building following a recommendation from the National Prosecution Authority over alleged underperformance of contractual obligations by Nyatish Investments Limited.
ZPP established that Nyatish Investment Limited failed to execute a contract for the rehabilitation of the Sesheke office building despite being paid an advance of 44,843 kwacha and 28 ngwe out of the total contract price of 179,373 kwacha and 12 ngwe. Pursuant to sections 95(3) and 96(g) of the Public Procurement Act as amended by Act No. 17 of 2023, ZPP has suspended Nyatish Investment Limited from participating in public procurement for 1 year for underperformance of contractual obligations in the contract for the rehabilitation of the National Prosecution Authority's Sesheke office building with effect from 30th May 2025.
This is Church News.
The Alliance Council of Bishops has urged the family of the late former President of Zambia and the people of Zambia to remain united as the country mourns. Alliance President Bishop Martin Silwimba says the Alliance is saddened by the death of the sixth Republican President of Zambia, Dr. Edgar Chagwalungu. He says as the country is mourning, it is important to remain united and be comforted by the word of God. He has since expressed a message of condolence to the family and the people of Zambia.
There's no one who can fight with God. There's no one who can question God. Let us leave everything in the hands of the Lord and let us unite as one Zambia, one nation. At the moment, let us put politics aside. Let us be one Zambia, one nation, and we love each other until we bury our former President Edgar Chagwalungu. May God bless Zambia. May God bless even our dear President, Hakainde Hichilema. We thank God even for the government, even whatever you are going to do for this funeral. We thank you in advance. Let us unite. I am asking the government to unite us together. Bishops, let us unite people together. Chiefs, let us speak good things to each other during this time, hard time that we have passed in.
This is the main news on One Love Radio. Stay tuned as we take a break.
Listen to One